Hello, everyone. This is Deborah Richardson, and today I am putting the AP in Happy, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. This podcast will give a voice to accounts payable team members by talking about the growing reality of cyber attacks in their world and which vendor setup and vendor management techniques they can apply to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Need training? Visit the Vendor Process Training Center to enroll in your choice of weekly live and on-demand training sessions. Plus, get access to vendor setup form templates and reference tools that will help you and your team avoid fraud, fines, and bad vendor data. So sign up for a free account to get access to free training sessions, vendor process FAQs, and a resource library with information you need to manage your vendor master file. Visit training.deborahrrichardson.com today. The link will be in the show notes. Remember that 25.6 million successful payment to fraudsters? Well, of course you do, because it seems like every media outlet and all the companies you subscribe to, like mine, reported it as well, and maybe even did some type of a content article or post or podcast on it and sent it to you in their subscriber email, like, again, I do. So the question, though, is how can you combat? Keep listening. Welcome to episode 278, Discover Deep Fakes on Video Conferencing with Authentication. Now, let's just go back, though, to that original article. And I say original article, but again, lots of media outlets posted it. And a lot of companies like mine that report on fraud in the AP or vendor process picked it up and reported it to you, again, just like I did. But going back to that original event, and let me see who I posted it from. So I posted it from a CNN article that was titled, Finance Worker Pays Out $25 Million After Video Call with Deep Fake, and this is in air quotes or quotes, Chief Financial Officer. All right, so I will put a link to that article or post from CNN in the show notes. But basically what it says about the event is that the worker suspected that an email they received was a phishing email because it talked about the need for a secret transaction. So that will cause anyone, right, to be suspicious about it. And you got to wonder if that was the whole point of the email, because at that point, the worker is thinking is prime for the next level of the fraud, which is, hey, jump on this conference call with us. And you got to think that if that happened to you, that might make it seem more legitimate. And that's exactly what happened, because the worker, they said, put aside his doubts because, one, they were jumping on the video call, and two, everybody that was there looked and sounded just like the colleagues he recognized. And so that transfer, that payment was made. One other thing I wanted to point out about that deep fake video on a conference call or a video call is that I have heard and I've reported in my on a couple of my vendor master file YouTube videos where I give tips every week. I've reported that using the video conferencing platform, whichever one you use, right, has been an option for accounts payable and vendor teams to make that confirmation call to non-US vendors who can't just pick up the phone and call. And I'm not quite sure why that is an issue, but apparently with some vendors it is. And so changing that confirmation call from a phone call to a conference platform call where it's also, you know, you turn on your video, that is the resolution to it. And I don't know if that's where the fraudsters got the idea from or not, but there are your colleagues out there that are using the video conferencing platforms as that confirmation call. And so this one is just proof now that what we already know, fraud is always evolving. So the big question is how can you avoid it? Well, I kind of went down a rabbit hole about how your teams or your IT or security teams can protect you from that type of a fraud. And what I found was liveness detection. Like, I never heard of that before, liveliness or liveness detection, where there are tools out there that can detect whether or not certain biometric features or factors, characteristics, whatever, are coming from a real person versus a AI-generated image. Which in case, I'm assuming these deep fakes would have to be. So with that being said, how's that going to work if you jump on a video conferencing platform? I don't really know. And so I would check out or reach out to your IT team or your systems team to see if that is something that they can put into place. Maybe it's a tool. There are tools out there, but I think that might be something that IT team or system security team would have to set up. There are tools out there or platforms out there that claim that they have the ability to perform that liveness detection check, but I'm not quite sure. In any event, that is something that I typically don't get into. You guys know me. What I talk about is what you can do at the user level, right? Because just like email, your IT team, systems team have, you know, filters, have things in place that will reduce the, hopefully eliminate, but that will never happen, but at least reduce the number of fraudulent emails. But what I talk about are those things that you can do for those emails that are going to get through. And at the last time, at the last reporting, at least that I saw, was from HelpNet Security last year. And I reported on this before, but at least 15% of fraudulent emails are going to get through to you. And if you use Outlook, Microsoft Defender says that increase or that percentage of fraudulent emails that's going to get through to your inbox is 22%. So is it 20%, 22%, whatever it is, you're looking at somewhere between 15%, 22%, 20% of fraudulent emails actually getting through to your inbox. So what I talk about are the authentication techniques, internal controls, best practices, and vendor validations that you can use to avoid the fraudulent payments, knowing that you're going to have these fraudulent emails come through, at least a portion of it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And it's going to be very quick. It was this very long buildup. But the prevention that I recommend is what I've always been recommending, and it is authentication. Actually, it's two things. The first one, authentication, I'll leave that to be second. The first one is something that I reported on back in 2022, I think it was. And I have a Vendor Master File Tip of the Week on it, and I'll link that in the show notes. But it's basically a gesture from the, or that the FBI recommends. And this was back in, I think, June of 2022 or 2021, whenever they said, came out and said that deep fakes were here. I know what it was. Instead of business email compromise, now it was business identity compromise. And so they talked about how these deep fake videos, right, are out there and they're not where they need to be yet, but they're getting there. And now I think in, you know, 2024, when this is being a podcast episode is being recorded, we're probably there. And so the FBI recommended that you asked for a gesture to be done. And I know that's very awkward. Right. If you are on a phone call or a video call with especially with your chief financial officer or other C-suite, asking them to do a gesture is probably a little intimidating. But guess what? It is absolutely necessary, as we have seen from this $25.6 million loss. So ask them to do a gesture that when they do the gesture, the FBI says that it will reveal, right, some awkwardness in that AI generated video. And so their suggestion was have them turn their head and cough while they put their hand in front of their face. Now, I wouldn't use that one because right now, because I said it, and I probably said it before too, every, you know, fraudster out there is trying to code for or solve for, you know, having that gesture look natural. And so make sure you use some different type of gesture and also kind of vary it up. And if you think about it, that's kind of authentication too. Now that I say that, because you don't want to ask for the same gesture, right? You want to ask for a different gesture. So have different sets of gestures that you can ask that other person, be it your actual leaders or colleagues or fraudsters, to do so that you can see if that gesture looks natural or if it appears to be not natural and it's a little awkward because it does look like an AI generated video. So that's one. And then the second thing is authentication. And again, that number one could be authentication too. But when I talk authentication, I am talking about just like when you contact your bank, and nowadays almost anyone over the phone. I did it with my cable company and they did the same thing that the bank does, which is ask 2 to 3 identifying questions to make sure they are who they say they are. Now, this can be a little awkward if you are on a video call with multiple people like this victim was, that finance worker was, but you can do it via chat, right? Because when you do chats, you can have chats go to one specific person. It doesn't have to go to everyone. So send a chat to a specific person and ask them some type of a identifying question or two to make sure they are who they say they are. And again, I recognize that this can be a little awkward if you're on a video conference call with a lot of people or with folks that are above your pay grade. But if they don't allow you to do that, then that means that you are susceptible to fraud. And if, by the way, in a subsequent event and a payment fraud happens, guess who's going to be blamed, right? And so in that type of environment, that's what happens because unfortunately, you have a lot of leaders out there that still think everything is common sense. And if you are asking them to do something on a video conferencing call because you're trying to avoid fraud and you get pushback on it, that's probably that attitude happening at your company. And that's really not a good thing. So I think that's something that all companies need to look at, especially leadership, to make sure that they are protecting their workers and that they support those techniques, whatever it is that they do, that one, doesn't cost anything, and two, Who cares if you're asking for that? Because it's helping that company. And so if you get pushback on that, I would really try to work with leadership to make sure that they understand the newest fraud trends out there and exactly how you and your team are trying to avoid them. Now, if you need authentication training, you or your team members or colleagues need authentication training so that you know what questions or what you can ask in order to authenticate that you are talking with your vendors or your internal team members and not a fraudster. I do have free training. I talked about that before. And it was either last year or the year before last when I opened up that training as free so that all AP team members, vendor team members that received inquiries via phone, via email, or received vendor supporting documentation via email could verify or authenticate that those inquiries or questions or documents were coming from the vendor or the internal team member and not from a fraudster, because it is an easy, free way to detect, at least at an initial stage, those lazy fraudsters, right, that are just trying to see if you're going to accept it or fall for it. And they're going to either hang up the phone or abandon the email string when you start pushing back and asking questions. And that is what you want to happen. So I am going to put a link to the training session. And by the way, this is that 4-hour training session that I think every vendor team member that handles vendor ads, changes, and inquiries should take, because it is a foundation of the vendor setup and maintenance process. But the first part of that is authentication. So it's authentication, validation, management. And the authentication section of that training session is free. So again, I am going to put a link to that in the show notes. And it does also come with an authentication reference template. And then that way you can build it and then share it with any team member that responds to inquiries, vendor inquiries via phone or email, and with those vendor team members that accept supporting documentation for those vendor ads and changes. So check out that link and then sign up for free and you can take that training session. All right, so I hope that was some valuable content for you today. Avoid deep fake audios by authenticating, using that gesture and then using authentication techniques. And that gesture, by the way, I could probably argue that that is authentication as well. All right, so thanks everyone. I hope you enjoyed the 278th episode of the Putting the AP in Happy podcast, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Don't forget to check the show notes for the links mentioned in the podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and writing a review of my podcast on the platform that you use to listen. Stay happy.